Now, I was talking about this a little bit ago. This Saturday over at the Velvet Palms, it's the May issue release party for Playboy. And on the line with us now, we've got her right here, Miss February. She was your Valentine and definitely was mine. Michelle McLaughlin. I just screwed up the last name. McLaughlin?
Yes, you said it correctly.
Oh,
good job.
Okay. First of all, welcome to the program. Good morning. I'm sorry for getting you up so early.
Oh, no problem. Good morning to you, too.
And we can't wait to see you out here at the Velvet Palms this weekend. What's the May issue going to have for us?
The May issue? I haven't even gotten my May issue in the mail yet.
See, and I'm waiting for my producer has it on the other side of the glass. John, bring that in here, man. Just let me see here. Oh, you got the new Babes of Russia on there.
Yes, and I heard, AJ Alexander is the playmate that's in the May issue.
Oh,
I'm sure she's looking pretty hot.
Very, very. But let's get away from AJ for a second. Let's talk about you, Michelle.
Okay.
Because you didn't know this, but you were my Valentine. I gotta say, I loved the issue, loved the spread and all. But what was that like? Have you done a lot of modeling? I mean, you come from a small town up in Northern California, yeah?
Yes, I do, and I've never done modeling before until Playboy.
Now, what's that like? I mean, it's your first modeling shoot, and you know, you're bearing it all.
Yeah, actually, it was. I wanted to start doing Playboy just from watching The Girls Next Door. And I was really nervous at first, obviously, because I had never done any kind of modeling before. But apparently I had what it takes. So
yes, you did.
It was a lot of fun.
Now, what about the parents? What was the parental issue like? Did dad or mom give you a hard time about it?
Oh, yeah. They were really worried at first, you know, because they didn't understand, you know, what it entitled. But they're way more comfortable with the idea now. And they're happy for me because I'm happy with what I'm doing.
Now, are you still doing classes and going to college on your way to your master's degree or no?
I am. I'm actually taking online classes now because I was going to CSU Northridge here in California, and just the class schedule was conflicting with my work schedule. So I still want to get my degree, so I transferred to University of Phoenix, and I'm getting my degree that way.
Okay, so that way you can travel around and still, you know, make all your classes and stuff. Well, because being a playmate, people don't realize this, but when you become Miss February, I mean, you've got some responsibilities here now.
Yeah, I mean, I've done so much traveling almost every single weekend and even during the week, flying out to all these different places, and I'm living on my own now, so I have a lot of responsibility. So,
is this your first time living on your own?
It is,
really?
And I love it.
Now, and you're not that old. I mean, you were born, what, in 86, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm almost 22.
Almost 22. What are you going to do on your 22nd birthday?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know my friends and I are going to go to Vegas. So that's definitely on the agenda.
And by the way, if you happen to dig back and thumb through the February issue and stop and read the data sheet, you can actually see that on her 21st birthday, you won, what, $100 and some odd in the first 10 minutes of being 21?
Yes, I won $118 on the Playboy slot machine. It was meant to be.
It definitely was meant to be. Now, since you've been working with Playboy now, how's the dating life been? I mean, did you have a boyfriend before you were in Playboy, and is he still around now, or?
No, I didn't have a boyfriend before I started doing Playboy, but I actually met somebody when I was working a promotion for Playboy.
Of course!
So, yeah, that was really exciting.
Is he a rock star?
He is, and he's all excited that I'm doing Playboy, and I don't know, it's fun.
See, that's one of the things that that happens. You work for Playboy, you get to date rock stars.
Yeah.
So now, how long until we get the degree, and how long until we can come and, you know, dump all our problems at you as our psychologist?
I'll have my degree in a year and a half, but I want to get my master's degree, so you're going to have to wait.
Okay.
But, I eventually want to be a clinical psychologist, so save my number.
Definitely. On the line with us, we've got Michelle McLaughlin. Again, dig back into your February issue. And you're going to be joining us over here at the Velvet Palms this Saturday over at Fantasy Springs. Can't wait to meet you. Can't wait to party with you over there at the Velvet Palms. It's going to be a great night. And
yes,
thank you for getting up so early and talking with us.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem. And remember, the new issue of Playboy is coming out here this weekend. You got the new Babes of Russia in it. And I'm looking at the cover picture. And yeah, from Russia with love, definitely. You rock, Michelle. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.